This is episode 444, recorded April 7th, 2017. Packard pokes at Bishop Trump, oils up for Armageddon. I want to thank Practical Magic 9 and Atheist Ranger for helping me with this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
I'm just glad to be here and not like floating away in the high winds. Oh my God, it was so windy here today.
You were just living under a tornado. That's what it was. It was a localized tornado.
I think so.
We have straight line winds like that out here in Wisconsin. It causes some pretty strong devastation. And yeah. Joining us from the far east coast is the Atheist Ranger.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
What if there's a really bad crummy guy who's going to jail, but I know he's innocent?
Well, Bart, your Uncle Arthur used to have a saying. Shoot them all and let God sort them out. Unfortunately, one day he put his theory into practice. It took 75 federal marshals to bring him down. Now let's never speak of him again.
You know, collusion is a very finicky thing, because if you set out to do a thing and you get other people involved in that thing, which is a crime, that's what collusion generally means, then you should be just as guilty and serve the same kind of time. I mean, in my opinion, I guess it depends on if you were driving the car or you were actually robbing the bank. Although if you were doing that, they don't really make a distinction if you were driving the car or you were actually in the bank. But there are situations when, for whatever reason, they don't do that. And it bugs the hell out of me. It just bugs the hell out of me if you are involved in something and you are all in collusion together, that other people get lesser sentences for whatever reasons. For example, London Bishop and his accomplice were jailed over sexual assaults. Bishop Benjamin Iljabor, this guy's got the weirdest fucking name, age 55, and his secretary Rose, and she's got a weird name too, New. So I swear she was the person who gave this person the last name swallowed a cat just beforehand.
You know? They're African names, I think. So I definitely agree. I don't know how to pronounce them either. So
I call it New. I mean, she might have just been called. You know.
Yeah, I think it's close. Whatever. Yes.
Yeah, that's close enough. I must have nailed it. I'm sure I nailed it. She's age 43. Of the Jubilee Christian Center in Peckham, according to the data of this article, which is on April 1st, and no, it's not a joke, received a jail sentence for sexually assaulting a teenage girl and a woman during their private prayer sessions, according to this Metropolitan Police report. Eljabor was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment for sexually assaulting and 4 months to be served consecutively for inciting a child to engage in sexual activity. He was found not guilty of one count of sexual assault. Apparently, this child was under the age of 18. Actually, the girl was age 16. And the other lady, the secretary, got a sentence that was much less. She got like several months, and she guess got points taken off her license pretty much, or just said, hey, your license is suspended for X amount of months. So it was really inadequate that she got a lower sentence, because she was the one that would strip the woman down and the little girl down and then pour oil over them.
Yeah, in private prayer sessions. Yeah.
Yeah, in the private prayer sessions. There's this weird thinking that if people put oil on them or on something, that consecrates it or something. I don't know. Does this guy think that because of his stature that he could get away with this without any repercussions? Because, hey, I'm a bishop. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Comments, Connie.
Well, this church leader, it was interesting, in the article there was a link to one of his sermons, and it was about the three D's: discipline, duty, and devotion. This church has taken advantage of people in ways that are really horrific. This might not be this girl, the 16-year-old girl, and again, I don't know how young she was when it happened, because but there was also an adult woman who was come forward and said, yeah, they did this to me too. Mm-hmm. This pastor and this secretary have taken advantage of a lot of people. And as I went to Jubilee Christian Center, which is in the UK, when I went to their website, I found that under our projects, one of their projects is a safe home for girls, an accommodation for young women coming off the streets. Yeah.
Here we go. New, the secretary, got 3 years imprisonment. The other one, he got much longer, actually. She got 3 years imprisonment for the sexual assault and to be served consecutively also. So
Yeah. I don't know how people can, I don't understand this.
Atheist Ranger, what are your thoughts?
I know this may sound somewhat insensitive, but these stories always amuse the fuck out of me, because these are the same there's no doubt these are the same people questioning, where is God in the schools? Where is God in the government?
Yeah. No, I think you're right in that instance. Yeah.
Here's a better fucking question. Where is God in your fucking churches?
Now watching them, what they're doing, because apparently it's God's house. So it's obviously whatever happens in there, it's like Vegas. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So
yeah. It's like, okay, another reason why I don't respect your religion is like, okay, he's clearly dropped up. Yeah, you expect me to supposedly welcome him into my life and let him take control? No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. This guy is just, I'm just totally disgusted by these people. I mean, I try not to do stories like this too often, because if we were just to cover just these stories, I mean, we could find these stories ad nauseum. They are just that prevalent. There's some kind of sexual assault by a priest almost fucking every day, or at least popping up every day.
And people are always shocked too. That's what also amused me. It's like, how is it shocked? This happens every fucking week. Every day we hear about this.
Yeah. And you're right. It's not shocking anymore. It shouldn't be shocking. The fact is that the Catholic Church, for example, has had a long history of this, and people are still denying it to this day.
Well, denial is part of what breeds it. It's a denial of who we are basically as human beings, first of all. Why, you know, sexual indiscretions happen. But as far as attacks on children and people like this, we know that pedophiles, for example, seek out positions of authority.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, no, you're right. You're absolutely right in that instance, that people who go into this line of work, sometimes they are pedophiles and they do seek authority over people like that, so they can go, hey, I'm the godly guy, so obviously I'm the one that has the power here. These kids, they don't know any better. It's like their parents are told, trust this person, trust them, because they are of God. God wouldn't send somebody that's going to hurt you in any way to lead you, which is total bullshit. Total bullshit.
Yeah.
And to say that you're shocked by this, I mean, at this point, that's like saying that you're shocked when Sunday happens. Uh-huh. Why are you shocked? That always happens.
Yeah, exactly. Can't believe it. Don't believe it. And tonight we have our unbelievable deity. Our unbelievable deity tonight is Boldwood or Bloodwood, something like that. Bloodwood, something like that. Here she is. And for some reason, when we look this woman up, or this deity up, who is the spring goddess, since we got spring around the corner, she is always depicted with an owl. I don't understand that. I don't know.
I do.
I'm glad somebody does. So anyway, she is a spring goddess created by magic from 9 spring flowers. So 9 spring flowers just popped up and go, ooh, ding-a-ding-a-ding. Ooh, we're going to make this thing. Whee. So to be the wife of Lulua, whatever. It's this got around the curse Amarhad had placed upon her son, preventing him from taking a human wife.
Ew.
Okay. Gross.
Now I'm thinking about Principal Higgins and his mom. Simpsons.
Connie, you know more about the owl.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. All right. Well, this guy, Lou Law, he was cursed by his mom. And to counter the curse, the magicians Math and Gwendion took flowers from the oak and the broom and the flowers of the meadowsweet, and they conjured up a very fair maiden because he couldn't marry a human woman. Baptized her and named her Blaudovud.
I don't even understand why. It's like, you can't marry a human woman. Okay, why? Reasons.
Because his mom is a fixation, I guess. I don't know.
It sounds like helicopter parenting gone completely haywire.
Yes. Well, anyway, so, you know, he marries the pretty gal, and while Lou is away on business, Blaudovud has an affair with Lord Penelin.
Ooh,
and they conspire. Yeah, so it's like, you know, while the husband's away, she's gonna play, and then she conspires with her lover to kill him. But Lou has, you know, some kind of immortality. It's really hard to kill him, and
immortality thing kind of throws a monkey wrench in the whole killing thing, doesn't it? It's like,
exactly. So it's like Achilles, though.
You're right. And I was going to say, that's like so many science tropes. It's like, boom, I killed you. And like, walk away and get the guy comes back like 5 minutes later. It's like, oh, well, that was a thing.
So she pulls a whole Samson and Delilah. But she finds out, she gets him to tell her how can we, you know, how is it that you can die, you know? Mm-hmm. So she must be really, really, really pretty. He must be very lonely. The only other choice he has is his mom. He tells her that he can only be killed at dusk. Oops. With 1 foot on a bath and 1 foot on a goat by a riverbank, and spear forged for a year during hours when everyone is at mass.
Wow. A foot on a goat and another foot on a what? A bath mat?
I'm just like, how would you even pull this off? Because why are we having a picnic by a river? Hey, you where'd you get that spear?
Why would you be stepping on a goat? Why would a goat let you step on it?
I don't know.
That is just bizarre. I love the way that these people come up with the weirdest things. I did find your I did find the owl reference here.
Yes. But he escapes. The magic guys help him, Lou, escape the death thing, and for a curse. Go ahead, and you can tell this part, because this is what happens to her. For being the temptress and the awful, wicked, fickle woman that she was.
Okay, it says, struck by a spear thrown by Groen's hand, Lou transforms into an eagle, then flies away. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Otto tracks him down and finds him hot perched high on an oak tree. Edgelin, known as Edgelin Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn lures Lou down from the oak tree. Doesn't say how. Hey, Lou, come on down. Come on down, Lou. Come on down. And then switches him back to his human form. Doesn't say how. Just back. Poof. You're a human again. So Gwendolyn and math nurse. Okay, I've heard a lot of math things. Math nurse is a new one for me. math nurse Lou back to health. I'm sorry. I didn't finish the sentence. And math nurse Lou back to her health. Before mustering Gwen and reclaiming his lands from Gwyneth and Beltro, Gwyneth overtakes fleeing Bloodwood.
The gorgeous gal, Blaudovud.
Blaudovud. I'm going to call her Bloodwood. If you want things.
I thought you were going to say blowjob.
We filmed the recording and it said almost like blowjob. Anyway, it says. And overtakes the fleeing blowjob and takes her into an owl in Welsh,
turn into an owl.
Yeah, into an into an owl in Welsh, Chilean, and yeah, there's letters here. I don't mean
it's Welsh, it's Celtic. It's Celtic. It's, so
you know, I like the music. Don't get me wrong, I like the music. It's got a nice, it's got an interesting tone to it. I understand the words. Fuck, I can't pronounce this shit. Gwaldwood, the creature hated by all the birds, proclaiming, "You will not dare to show your face ever again in the light of day, ever again." That sentence could have been shortened up. And that will be because the enmity between you,
hatred.
Yeah, the hatred between you and all of the birds. It will be in their nature to harass you and despise you wherever they find you, and you will not lose your name. That will always be Blowjob, Flower Face.
So yeah, but you know what? Thanks for joining us with on the Atheist Bible and Award. Oh wait, because this was a fun story to read. Sorry, lots of mythology. Oh, by the way, the adulterous Lord also gets his comeuppance. You know, our Lou manages to kill him with his beer. So there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
So
this looks like a fun story. I mean, it's a fun story. Reality check. Absolute zero, but it's a fun story regardless.
It's like the most weird killing ceremony I've ever heard of.
Oh, you checked out our past episode. Wow, you would be surprised. You would be really surprised. Go back and check the ape one. You got to check the ape one. So that one was hilarious.
It was a fun.
Yeah, that one. That was.
Oh my god.
That was the ape one was monkey. Look that one up. That was hilarious. Anyway, so Blowjob, Blowwood, whatever you want to call her, just another deity you don't need to believe in.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSet on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet. Or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. And be sure to join us on our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. Having a lot of fun with that one. It dropped on Thursday, so go check that out. You know, the thing is about Christians, which I've never been able to understand. This is something that is just boggles my mind. It just completely boggles my mind. They have this hard on, and I do mean it's a hard on for the end times, because Jesus is coming back and he is going to kick ass. And in the same breath, they use this as a fear tactic to say, oh my God, these are the people they're bringing upon the end times. Do you want it to happen or do you not want it to happen? I don't understand this. This is a weird dichotomy here, because you are actively saying that you want it to happen because this is your boy. Jesus is the guy that's going to come and take and kill everybody. Unless, are you really afraid that maybe you wouldn't measure up as much as you think you will? I'm beginning to wonder about that. Because Michelle Bachmann, the fucking airhead that if you looked into her eyes, it's like looking into a black
hole. Those crazy eyes. Crazy
eyes. I would never, never get anywhere near her and look her straight in the eye. I would get sucked in and you would never see me ever again. Because, you know, there's an old saying. When you look into the void looks back into you. That's what it's like looking at and talking to Michelle Bachmann. He said that Donald Trump's opponents, much like the people who built the Tower of Babel, were rebelling against God to bring about the creation of man-made one-world system. And Scripture tells us that in the end times, that is what Antichrist will be. And he will be a part of a one-world system. This has been a bullshit argument for fucking ever. They've been using this as a claim since before I was born, for hundreds of years before I was born. And it was no more real then as it is today. She goes on to say, there are people who reject Judeo-Christian truth and instead want to insert and usurp control of all our lives with global economic and political government. So we guess we should just do the Christian thing and reject refugees who need our help and tell poor people that they're on their own when it comes to health care, right? It's just like when Jesus said, whatever you did at the last one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me, and that's why the Antichrist has taken over, you damn fool. So that's from the page. Connie, your thoughts?
Was Trump, he's advancing Judeo-Christian, and I love the comment section underneath this article. You know, and she was on Jan Markell's show, mm-hmm. which I used to do way back in the day. At least 10 years ago. It's disgusting. She said it's like believers have this hard on for this whole end times thing, and yet at the same time I won't say everybody's pretending, but they convince themselves that they're concerned about people going to hell. And I'm like, even when I was a Christian, you know, in like high school and when John Lennon's Imagine came out, people were like, oh, that's just a demonic song because it's talking about, you know, living in harmony and because there's no religion and stuff like that. It's like, really? Really?
Yeah. You know, the thing is, though, when she says the Antichrist, she obviously is like these typical religiotards that don't understand how words work, because Antichrist is just means that anybody who does not believe in a God. So technically, everybody that's on this show right now is the Antichrist, technically speaking. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
What is there to say? I mean, if anyone wants to know what the Twilight Zone is like, just have a conversation with Michelle Bachmann. In fact, one step further, if anyone out there actually wants a painful death, talk to Michelle Bachmann for 5 minutes. You'll get your painful death.
Yeah, but you'll be bored to death.
Yeah, and she's just your typical Christian Republican hypocrite, because as far as I know, she's still under criminal investigation for misusing her funds that people give her, you know, like for support. And not only that, her husband, who I believe runs a gay conversion therapy, her husband is a gay conversion therapist. He's under investigation right now for some shit. Yeah. So.
I think you're right, morality
or ethics.
No, you know, you're right. These people, they're just freaking nuts. They would be bored to death, because the fact is, if you've ever heard Michelle Bachmann speak, she speaks like a fucking crazy woman. She makes up shit on the fucking fly and attributes it to God.
I'm like, she and Sarah Palin are like bookends.
Have you ever noticed that you never see Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin in the same place at the same time?
Oh my God. I know.
It's like Clark and Superman. That's like Me.
You're like the Duck Dynasty guys in Sasquatch.
Yes. Yeah.
Holy cats. I think we're on to something.
I think we're on to something. We need another podcast. Yes. Duck Dynasty Watch.
Different show.
Sasquatch Edition.
Cryptozoology and forms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does Ann Coulter have an apple? Yeah, Adam's apple. Yeah, I know.
Technically, to be fair, everybody has one. It's just some of them are a little more pronounced than others. But she is very, very strongly pronounced. So, and have you ever noticed that you've never seen Ann Coulter, whatever her name is, and Richard Ailes at the same time?
Or Dennis Leary.
Or Dennis Leary, yes, Dennis Leary. Better example.
Great atheist ranger.
Now, I was going to say, have you ever noticed that Donald Trump and the Cheetos guys never in the same place?
Shit, that's amazing. I think we're on.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our troll segment, and Connie has dug up some very true or trolly stories, and she's going to try to trick me into trying to figure out if these are real stories or fake headlines, because fake news.
Okay. All right. Number one.
Yes.
Christian nurse fired after telling patients they are more likely to survive if they pray to God. True or true?
Okay, that sounds like something that they would actually say. So I'm going to have to say a true on this one.
Atheist Ranger?
True.
Correct.
All right. All right, wait. We get one more. We get two rings for that one.
It's a new website, so it's heatst.com, so I don't know the full name of the URL, but...
Okay.
Number two.
All right.
Spicer. Trump led Brexit successfully because of his upper-class, eloquent English skills.
Oh, my God. That troll. Spicer. I would say... I would say it's troll only because the fact is that I don't think Donald Trump even knew that the Brexit thing was going on when it was going on. He was over there when it was going on. He's like, oh, what's happening? I'm at the golf course. He's talking about Brexit. Is that a new English muffin? It's a new English muffin.
Yeah, but this is about how eloquent he is, and he's upper class, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say troll.
I call troll. Atheist Ranger, what do you think?
Huh. That's a tough one because I can see Sean Spicer saying that, but I watch the news fairly often and I don't recall him saying that, so I'm gonna go with troll.
All right, you're both correct.
Hey!
Awesome. Politicops.
There we go. We got our two dings in.
Okay. Number three. Logitech introduces high-resistance keyboards for fitness-minded typists.
Troll.
Keyboards are pretty durable. I'm gonna call a troll on this one too. Actually,
yes, it's troll. Yeah, it's a funny article too because it's like 12 pounds of pressure on this keyboard.
Take it from somebody who has to deal with a very slow computer and has a very short fuse when it's dealing with this technology sometimes. It's like, oh, Packard Smash keyboard! Work! I'm not going to do anything. It makes me feel better, but it doesn't do anything good for the keyboard, I'll tell you that.
All right. Number four. Mall shoppers suddenly realize they're actually at a mega church.
Troll.
That's funny. I think that's actually a possible. I think that's a true.
Okay, Split. It's a troll. Atheist Ranger is correct, and Packard, you
got it wrong.
Have a ding.
All right, I got it wrong.
All right, and
Atheist Ranger got it right. Okay, well, I got one. That's not.
Well, where's your buzzer?
I did it already. I didn't hear it.
Okay. By the way, that was the Babylon Bee, which is actually a pretty funny fake news site for believers. They do a lot of cute stuff there. I think it's fun. Yeah, that they poke fun at themselves.
Cool.
All right. Okay. Last one.
All right.
Church leaders are begging their state's senator to give up global warming denial.
Actually, I think I heard this. I think this is a true.
Actually, yeah, I think I heard about it a few days ago. So I'm going to say true.
Yes, it's true. It's HuffPo. It's the state. I think it's Montana. The believers in Missoula, you know, for their Missoula representative or whatever, they're saying, look, you're making everything look stupid. This is this is real. Yes, so you're correct. Both of you are correct. All right. So.
Yeah, you know something's up when the most least populated state is saying something.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, hey, Atheist Ranger got 100% and I got 80%. My news nose needs adjustment. But I mean, that was a pretty tricky one, I thought. So,
all right.
So that's not so bad. That's good. By the way, real quick, we do have our Trump, which we were going to do at the beginning. So we're going to do that one right now. Here's our Trump tweet for tonight. I'm going to do this in Trumpese. Now, before we get started here, this is from April 3rd of this year. He tweeted this. He says, did Hillary Clinton ever apologize for receiving the answers to the debate? Just asking. You fucking won the goddamn presidency. What fucking point is there to keep asking this question?
Throwing shade.
I forgot to play the poking at Trump sound here. Oh, fuck it. I'll do it now.
Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, what's that on your head? Is it alive or is it dead? Do you keep it on in bed? How often is it fed? We're dying to take a peek to see what's under it.
So that was our Trump tweet. So we're kind of doing the show a little in reverse tonight. So
Can we reverse the last year and do the election over?
I wish we could. I really wish we could. I bet you there's a lot of Trump supporters that are actually thinking the same thing, too.
Oh, there's a lot of Democrats, people, supporters who would wish that the Democrats would have just fucking nuked the GOP.
Yeah.
About Obama's Supreme Court nominee also.
Oh, yeah.
Just so much. The last year, I don't know. I haven't wished for a time machine quite as bad as I have in like 20 years.
Yeah,
this is bad.
Yeah, we have a mini Scalia on the bench now, thanks to fucking McConnell.
Yep.
And his cheating.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was our Trump for the night. So anyway, we'll be back next week with our regular longer show for Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time. And we have a midweek show at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays now. So you get twice the much as Packard pokes at. As you used to. Twice as much looking at this face. You should be in fear. I am every day I look at this face.
Double mint gum,
right. So come at the live show at 5 p.m. Central Time. And you can watch our midweek show, which is about a half hour long. It's fun time. And come and join the conversation then. We'll see you next week. This has been Packard Pokes that we just... poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.